Welcome, 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 welcome back to Unveiled by Grace podcast. This is your host. This is your brother. This is your man of God, Ron. We are back. It's official. It's official, guys. We're back. I gave you guys basically a New Year's episode. That was the first episode of season two. Man, we are back. Wow. Man, it was a lot just to get back, right? Like, just imagine going in the wrong direction for miles, right? And realizing, hey, hold on, wait, we're going the wrong way. The GPS took us on a different route. No, not really. It wasn't the GPS. It was us thinking we knew where we were going. Trying to say, oh yeah, I've been there. Nah, you ain't been here. Nah, anyways, we're back. Sorry for that brief monologue. But we're here. We're back. We're excited. I'm excited. Grateful. Thankful. So much, man. So much. Last year was a bit of a learning curve, a bit of a eye-opener, and just reflection and reflection from the rejection, now the correction, now we headed in the right direction, hallelujah. Man, no, but man, I'm excited. I'm excited. So this particular episode, man, I want to speak about putting on the new self, right? Putting on the new self. And we so many of us, all of us, most of us are adults here, right? but we speak about putting on, or the new me, new year, new me stuff. I'm not talking about that. In a way, I am, but I'm not. To put on the new self is, I'm speaking about putting on first. What does it mean to put on? It's kind of like clothing, right? Clothing, garments, right? Put on. To put on. Let's go to, I gotta give us the word. Let's go to Ephesians, right? Ephesians 4. I'm going to start at verse 22, and I'm going to read the 24, and then we'll get into this this message, this conversation, and we'll go from there. Holy Spirit, lead this conversation in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Ephesians 4, 22. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. Even that part, right? It refers to the old man as a former conversation. So just think about that for a second, right? So it says, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. 24. And that ye put on the new man. Put on that part. Put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And that verse right there, that's the one right there, right? And that ye put on. So we put on the new man. You put it on. I put on for my city. On for my. Hey. But put on the new man, which after God. So that means the new man is after God. He's seeking after God. He's pursuing God. He's after him. He's led by God, which in being after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Because only God is righteousness. Only God is true holiness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, in this verse, basically, is speaking about the transformation power of faith. Right? But I want to go back. I want to go back here, right? I want to go back to 22, man. Because 22 says, that ye put off concerning the former conversation. So your old man, the old self, is like having a conversation about something that isn't relevant anymore. Something that has that isn't relevant and doesn't have any value. So to sit around and speak about things, ooh, we're going deep, hallelujah. To sit around and speak and have a conversation about things of old is what a lot of us have to leave behind, because the new man doesn't gossip. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, we going in this season. This season here. Yeah, hallelujah. Let's just say we put on. We put on the new man. Hey, hallelujah. This is the putting on of the new man podcast. No. Unveiled by grace. Hallelujah. But we must. Put off the former conversation. So a lot of us this year, moving forward, stop speaking and conversating about what used to be, what you should have did, what you could have did. Stop thinking and having an attitude about old things, because it's old. Let it go. Let it rest. Because where God is taking us, where He is taking us, where He is taking us. And it tells us here that the new man is after God, which is after Him. We seek in Him. So where He's taking us, we can't think, we can't speak, we can't do old things. Oh my God, I hope I'm not speaking another language here. So to put on, to put on, first let's go here. Letting go, let go of the old self. So we must understand the importance, and I must emphasize the importance of releasing past behavior and mindsets that were corrupt and driven by deceit, driven by selfish desires. Because one thing we know about Jesus is He was selfless. Hallelujah. I'm just saying, you know, not just saying, let me not even make light of that. And what He done. But we are in the image of God. To be in an image. And here we go again with image. Putting on like clothing, wearing. What are you wearing? Right? Hey, what you wearing tonight? Right? What you wearing today? Man, take them clothes off, man. You had them on for 2 days, 2 decades. Hallelujah. 2 decades you've been wearing this. You feel me? Come on, man. Come on, man. But we must let go. Let go, man. Let go of the old self. And the old self, we just realize, is mindsets and past behaviors that corrupt, that are corrupt and that will corrupt and are driven by deceit. To then, once we let go of this now, we gotta allow the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. We have to allow the Holy Spirit. That we have to allow the Holy Spirit, which is Jesus Christ, to renew our thoughts and attitude. Come on now. Come on now, because, you know, have you ever, I've been this person where you ever met, I haven't been this person, but I'm going to use this person as an example. You ever met somebody who was like the popular kid in high school? And they were, you met them, right? You met them, you were in town and you met them, you bumped into them. Y'all weren't the coolest, but y'all knew of each other. For me, anyways, I knew of this person. And they're still how they were in high school. And trust me, this was years ago. I haven't ran into anybody from high school, because I'm not in the area where I grew up in as far as high school. But, you know, it's like that. It's like when people speak to you and when they are around you, do it make them think of old things? Do they see? It's like seeing somebody in a FUBU shirt. Like, huh? You in FUBU? I know I just gave my age away. A lot of the kids, FUBU, what's that? FUBU or Sean John. Nah, we ain't gonna get on Sean John right now. We're gonna leave that alone. But you get what I'm saying? It's like seeing somebody from the past in the present. No, see, when people see you, they need to see something they never seen before. Hallelujah. They don't recognize you because you put on your new self, the new self, the new man, who is after God and is who is after God and is created in his righteousness and true holiness. Who, what that look like? And please, you know, people, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm saying be unrecognizable. Be the prophecy that has been spoken over your life. Be the promise. Be the promise that God gave. You got to put it on. You got to put it on. You know, you got to put it on. And then, you know, when we begin to allow the Holy Spirit to renew us, you know, by the reading of the Word of God, by doing the Word of God, by really, really submitting to the authority and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Because, see, you know, it's just certain things that won't give you access. Like, you can't go into certain parties or certain clubs even or venues if you're not wearing the right clothing. If you don't put on the right clothing, you can't get in. Enter in. Hallelujah. I really wanted, like, this is like one of the main things before we even get into and really understand and go where God is taking us, is we gotta let go of the old self, and we gotta put on the new man, which is after God. Which is after God. After him. Not without him. Not away from him, but after him. It must be a relentless pursuit of him. That's putting on the new man. So this year, man, you know, be on do not disturb. Do not disturb. Because you, right now, the focus is putting on. We're going to bring that back. I don't know whose song I put on. I think that was Jeezy. Young Jeezy. Shout out to Young Jeezy. Shout out you, Young Jeezy. But put on, right? You got to put on for my city. Put on for my city. Put on. But no, we must put on the new man. This isn't a New Year's resolution. We are already in February. Today is the 31st of January. We're not talking about that. That's not what that is. This is a new man that we are putting on, who is after God. After God. And created in his righteousness and true holiness. This is how we get in. This is how we enter in. This is how we can get into the club. You got to put on the right garments. You got to put on them new clothes, the new outfit. You know what I'm saying? This new outfit. I don't know. Some of y'all outfits be crazy. Look, God bless you. I ain't spending that much on an outfit. I mean, I will. Even if I had it, I would. Certain things are, you know, I understand fashion and garments, so I understand that. But my point is, we got to put on. We must put on the new man. Wow, that's the second episode, guys. This is what we doing. We putting on. We putting on. We putting on. We putting on. We putting on the new man. We putting on. The new man. The new man. Man. Oh, man. I enjoyed this. This was fun. This is another quick bit. I am, again, guys, I am going to have the video and everything, man. We've been getting things set up, getting the equipment we need, getting the microphones, getting the just the setup for the audio. You know, and video to be unison, to be aligned, and to give you guys good content. Not good, but great content. So you guys can see and hear. See and hear. Taste and see that the Lord. Hey, hallelujah. But no, guys, that's the time. I'm about to get out of here. I got to run around today. Got some things to do. Yeah, man, I hope you guys enjoyed this, man. I hope you got this quick. This ain't fast food. This actually was cooked in the kitchen, but it's prepared swiftly, right? Yeah, I got to get up out of here. But I will see you guys in the next episode. Man, I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. And we will definitely talk soon. I'll wait. I won't release that just yet because it's some things still in the works. I don't want to release anything before I'm supposed to. So, but I love you guys. This is Unveiled by Grace Podcast. Remember, Jesus loves you more. And put on. Y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you.